brand name that the consumer would normally find, obviously because we're out there promoting our clients in each of the markets that we are around the world.
Well, very, very interesting. Derek Shanks from Discover the World Marketing. Now, when we come back after the break, we're going to be learning more about the Legacy Golf Resort. We have around a minute here, and I know Vic Phillips, our chief correspondent, he started off his visit down here sort of a day early by getting a head start on getting away by staying at the International Plaza by Toronto Airport.
It's one of my favorite hotels, Stephen. It's so handy to the Toronto International Airport. The International Plaza Hotel is only a couple of miles away, and their business has been very, very good. And over the past year, the hotel and conference center has spent over $2.5 million on improvements to their property. And this brings their total upgrade expenditures to well over $10 million since the current owners purchased the property in 1998. So if you're visiting Toronto or you're leaving the Toronto area or you're heading across the border to the United States, you can stay at the International Plaza. The rates are very, very reasonable. And there's shuttle service direct to the airport. They take you to one of the several terminals, drop you off. It's a great way to travel, just to know that it's carefree. You don't have to drive a distance to get to the airport, leave your car there. There's parking, free parking for guests at the International Plaza Hotel. I strongly recommend visiting it. And the food there, of course, is fantastic. That's another story.
And a great indoor pool and recreation center, convenient to the attractions and the business community around the greater Toronto area.
Got to take a break right now, guys, so
yep.
Stay
tuned.
Stay
there as well, Willem. We'll be right back.
You got it. Stay tuned following the break. Syndicated by Cab Radio. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Eddie?
Hi, Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats?
Remember the manager? Mr. Zipperman.
What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job.
Registration. How'd you find that?
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way.
Fits. I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seemed to be minimum wage.
Yeah. HartfordHelpWanted.com.
You already said that.
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day, even post your resume.
Well, I'm afraid of getting laid off. I don't even want.
There, Willem?
Hey, Willem.
I'm here.
Okay. Vic is firmly ensconced here in the throne room.
No problem.
I so badly want to say that.
Hey, Willem.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that Lee?
Yeah, it's you.
I'm trying to figure out how to talk to you. Without it feeding back to you.
Hey, Charlie. The way it was set up when we first started was fine. Well, what happened is while Stephen was talking originally, then there we had something. But right now I have an infinite loop.
The reason for that is because you have the audio coming from us going over the air.
Yeah.
Through your board. So the audio coming back from us should only be like in queue in your headphones.
Right.
I hope this is not a crappy interview.
Hello.
If I remember my property.
Charlie, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How about now? Are you back?
What I said?
You there back, Charlie? Charlie. You got into Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. Now everything is back to normal here. Just
yeah. The thing is that the audio that you have coming back from us,
yeah.
You have going over the air.
Right. Right.
And that's why there's that feedback. The audio
sure.
coming back from us should not be going back over the air. It should just be in queue in your headphones.
True. Well, I'm trying not to send the Comrex data back to you, so.
The other thing that we can try is for me to take the phone out of program and just leave it in the audition bus, which is what we're feeding you.
Yeah.
So you'll hear it, and then it'll come through the matrix on our end, but I won't hear it in program on my end. So if you want to have him call me back, we can try that.
And tell you the truth, I want to do that next week because right now I just want to carry on with the show the way we got it. How long before we have to go back to air?
We have about a minute.
Okay. Let's go this way, the way we have it now, because everybody's lined up. I'd rather just not take a chance. I appreciate the effort there. I just I'm going to check the wiring again this week because I really didn't have as much time as I'd hoped to. So let's go to air. Anyway, I'll wait for your station ID, and then we'll carry on the broadcast.
Okay.
Thanks.
View and enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
And that's a Travel World tradition, working for the weekend. We're back with the Travel World radio show here live from Phoenix, Arizona. Myself, I'm in the home studio helping run things while Vic and Steve are enjoying the Legacy Golf Resort.
Oh, we're having a great time here at the Legacy, and Vic Phillips will tell you all about it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I played my first golf game in several months after escaping the deep freeze of Canada and had a fantastic game. Shot a good score for me here, a nice 83, which for a hacker like me, that's great. And I'm with Carol Batesell representing the Legacy Golf Resort. And as they advertise it, the Legacy is nestled in the scenic foothills of South Mountain near Phoenix, reigning over 280 acres. It's one of Arizona's premier golf destinations, and I can attest to that. It has 328 large, spacious suites, an 18-hole championship golf course, and the endless variety of recreational activities make the Legacy a perfect destination getaway for both resort guests and owners alike. And, of course, it's Golf Week here in Phoenix with the Phoenix Open underway. And, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Carol, I understand that some of the pros and some of the lady professionals have played here in the past from the LPGA Tour. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Right back in March of 99, we hosted the Standard Register Ping Tournament. So we had the LPGA play here, and they thought it was a phenomenal course.
It's a championship course, and yet the tee setup in such a way is that if you're a high handicap player, you can play near the front, and there's no problem. It can be an easy or a difficult course depending on your style of play.
Right.
Carol, tell us a little bit about the Legacy. What makes it so special? Because golfing is a big thing because of the perfect weather year-round in Phoenix. Competition is keen. What makes the Legacy just a little special?
I think what makes the Legacy a little bit different than everybody else is especially our location and the history of the land behind it, because in the early 1900s when the Hurd family, which is part of the Hurd Museum, they purchased this land, and when the developers and our owners and partners came in to build the property, it was very important to them to maintain a lot of the natural vegetation into the course. And Gary Pinks, they worked very closely with Gary Pinks, our designer, just to incorporate that culture. And a lot of the courses don't have that. They don't have the history and the charm that this property does.
And it's only minutes away from the airport, so once you arrive, I think it took me 5 minutes to get here by car.
Yeah, that's one of our great assets is, although we're minutes from the airport, you'd never know it because we're nestled in those foothills and you can't tell.
Now, what market are you after here, Carol? I mean, is it high-end, low-end, or mainstream America?
Well, you know what? I would have to say mainstream America. The Legacy is, and as part of Shell Vacations, they have 14 properties, so we're a vacation ownership resort, but we also market to, you know, the leisure traveler, to the families. We still have corporate business that comes through here, and, you know, one of our selling points, especially for families, is the size of our one-bedroom condominiums and two-bedroom condominiums, because it's your home away from home.
Mm-hmm. What about the rates? How expensive is it to stay here?
Well, rates vary, obviously, as all the resorts do in season. Season for us, our rates will go anywhere from January through April to about $249 to $489. And then, you know, they'll be as reasonable in the summer, you know, from $89 to $139.
Now, does that include golfing?
No, that does not include golf. Golf is additional.
Okay. Now, can you just drive into the resort if you're visiting other parts of Phoenix and take in a golf game?
Oh, absolutely. The golf course is open to the public. It's actually, we've done very, very well. Our golf course is very well known throughout the valley, and it's one that's played by everybody.
And what are the green fees?
Our green fees, as our resort rates, vary too in season. Right now, they're $140 per person. After 10 a.m., they go down to 115, and then they're as reasonable in the summer, as low as 45 to, you know, 85.
Right. Now, Phoenix obviously is a golfer's paradise, Carol. How stiff is the competition?
Well, the competition, I think, is stiff in the valley. Phoenix has got over 170 golf courses, if I'm not mistaken, but they each offer, you know, something different for each player. It's a matter of, you know, maintaining your rates, and ever since 9/11, a lot of the golf courses in the valley are having to do that.
Now, there are a lot of attractions around here, so say someone in the family golfs and others don't. What is there to do and see around the Legacy nearby?
Oh, gosh, there's everything. We're minutes from downtown Phoenix, which offers Bank One Ballpark, the America West Arena. We're minutes from Tempe, downtown Tempe, and Scottsdale for shopping. You can balloon ride, you can Jeep tour. Because of our location to the airport and the freeway access, we're minutes from pretty much anything.
Uh-huh. And I've tested the breakfasts are fantastic. I had a lunch the other day. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the food, the restaurants here?
Well, we have one restaurant in our clubhouse. It's Trails and Bar and Grill, and they pretty much offer, you know, the traditional American favorites with that southwestern flair. It overlooks the golf course. It's a perfect place to go out on our patio, as you know, and sit and have a glass of wine and eat dinner and watch the sunset, because this time of year we have spectacular sunsets. But Trails End is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they have the big screen TV with the leather couch and the chairs to watch your favorite sporting games. So it's a very casual environment and a great place, you know, to gather with your friends and family to eat.
Now, I noticed that at the golf course and sitting around at the pool, all ages are here, and I saw some elderly people playing some shuffleboard outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have some sand volleyball they can play. There's cycling around here. Great walking area. People from the condominiums and the guests at the complex, they were walking up till midnight last night. Of course, the weather was like 60 degrees at midnight.
Right.
And so you can take these beautiful hikes in the area, too, in the foothills of South Mountain.
And those are very popular.
All right. Now, has 9/11 affected business much?
9/11, I think, well, of course, it's affected business. It's affected the tourism industry across the country. It didn't hit us as hard as it hit some of the other big resorts, the luxury resorts in Phoenix that are driven by group business. We were very lucky because our resort has the base of our vacation ownership owners, and they always, you know, they're always here and they always come to stay. So that base is always there. The other resorts that don't have that option, didn't have that luxury.
Right. Now, you can either, and of course there are properties for purchase for sale here too, are there not?
Yes. You can, the suites that you have seen, the one and two bedroom condominiums, are available to purchase. And it's through Shell Vacations, which is headquartered out of Northbrook, Illinois. And they all base that on a point system. So you can buy a certain amount of points and use that toward your suite or use it toward airfare or anything else.
So you've had people come in as visitors to the Legacy Golf Resort, stay here, play a few games, fall in love with the area, and then decide to buy.
They do. They do. That's exactly what happens. And you can't help but love Phoenix, especially this time of year.
Now, the restaurants around here, too, I mean, if you want to just get away from the Legacy and just walk. We walked to a great area called The Farm and had an outdoor lunch yesterday.
Yep.
And people say there's no water. Well, they have a 1 foot deep creek running through this farm, and there are horses and other animals there, and it's a beautiful outdoor setting.
Yes, it is. It's very, very popular, especially with the locals and with the resort guests, because you eat outside, and all of their sandwiches and their food is homemade, and it's all fresh, and it's a great environment.
You know, and one of the pluses for me, traveling to all over the world to different cities, I get a little nervous because I check into the airport, get a rental car, and off I go. And I find Phoenix and my drive to the Legacy Golf Resort one of the easiest drives. I mean, they don't have traffic jams. I haven't seen any traffic jams. I'm sure there probably are because Phoenix is a large city, and between 9 in the morning or 5 in the afternoon, they might have them. But, I mean, I feel relaxed. I don't feel threatened by the easy drive to the resort.
Right, it is. I mean, Phoenix is very lucky that way. I mean, it does, you're right, we do have our moments in traffic at 7 in the morning, as any city does, but they've got a great freeway system now, and the drive from, you know, the airport to the Legacy, I mean, it's very, very scenic. It's amazing, the drives here are so scenic because you're surrounded by mountains. It doesn't get prettier than it does here.
Now, of course, for more information, you can call 1-888-828-4. That's F-O-R-E, on the internet at www.legacygolfresort.com. We're speaking to Carol Batesville from the Legacy Golf Resort as we come up to half past the hour. I guess we're whetting your appetite a little bit, Willem, about the great stuff to see down here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard all about the Legacy Golf Resort, and I'm dying to see more of it through your pictures and the coverage that we do. We're going to be taking a break right now on the Travel World Radio Show, Across America by Satellite by Cab Radio. Stay tuned. Across America via Satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Weapons inspectors releasing their report on Iraq. Tuesday, President Bush addressing the American people.
This coming Tuesday, I will deliver the State of the Union address to Congress.
Steve?
Yep. So, okay. After the show, Carol's going to record a couple of reports just for...
Okay, well, we'll do that through Baderwood. That's fine.
Yeah, we're already through Baderwood.
Now, what I want to do is they want to try again over at... because they got the engineer and everybody's there over at WNTY.
Okay.
So hang up here. Call back the switchboard. They'll patch you through, and then what's going to happen is I'll start the show again, and if you don't hear me, okay, on let's say it should start by the 34 or something like that.
Okay.
If you don't hear me, then hang up and call Baderwood again.
Right. Okay.
Like on the 35 or the 36, because what I'll do is I'll talk or I'll fill content until 36. You should have 31 or. Thereabouts.
Yeah, I have 31 here, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, now, so if I don't hear anything at 35, then just call it back to Baderwood.
Yeah, because what we want to do is we want to make it work. And yeah. For the reports, you'll call into Baderwood, we'll record them that way.
Yeah.
So that'll be fine with me.
Okay, well then everyone has to hang up their phone here then and we'll drive.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to do. We're trying to get the system working and
right.
We've got everybody motivated and ready to go.
Yeah, okay, we'll try it through Hartford again just a second, okay?
Okay, I'm okay. Awaiting. Thanks.
Else. After I put that on and it's relieved, there is no pain. I use joint riders.
Using joint riders, rubbing it on every night and every morning, I will honestly say that I had no more pain.
Maximum Strength Menthol for pain relief. And triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed for hours of relief when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary.
Eddie?
Hi, Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats? Remember the manager?
Mr. Zipperman.
What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job in hospital administration.
How'd you find that?
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way to find a great job with great benefits.
I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seemed to be minimum wage.
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
You already sent it.
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day, even post your resume.
Well, I'm afraid of getting laid off. I don't even want to tempt fate by looking for another job.
Sounds like the perfect time to check out HartfordHelpWanted.com.
And I just got promoted to third assistant fish fryer.
Congratulations. Hey, remember Zipperman's daughter? That weird girl who always smelled like halibut?
Cynthia.
Yeah. What the heck happened to her?
I married her.
Good for her.
Wow.
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name. Amazing results.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99. This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Designed to fit all your needs.
I'm Dan Keith. I had a heart attack, a major heart attack back in 98. I've got about 25% of my heart left. And through exercise, the heart program the doctor put me on, I'm back to work. And now I've started taking the Big Pig pack, and I'm diabetic, so I take the Duck pack. And for my cardio, I've been taking the cardio pack. But it's tremendously given me a lot of energy, especially towards the end of the day. Now I do have energy to get up and go and do.
Hey, Willem?
Yep. Yep. Did you have me or what?
Willem.
Yep. Yes, Charlie.
Hey, Willem?
Yeah? Go ahead, Charlie. Are you there? Charlie? Charlie? Sound check, 1, 2.
Willem.
Yes, Charlie, do you hear me? Charlie. Sound check, 1, 2. Charlie. Charlie, do you hear me? Sound one, sound one, 1, 2. Charlie? Charlie, do you hear me?
For more information on times available and the rates, contact me, Charlie Profit, the general manager, at 860-982-0142. The time slots are filling fast, so call me now, 860-982-0142.
Mike.
It's been, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
Wow, remember when we worked at Mr. Fish, those flounder hats? Remember the manager?
Mr. Zipperman.
What are you doing now?
I work at Mr. Fish.
Wow.
What about you?
I just started a new job in hospital administration.
How'd you find that?
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
What's that?
It's the online way to find a great job with great benefits.
I used to check the newspaper classifieds, but all the jobs seem to be minimum wage.
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
You already sent a...
You can peruse ads 24 hours a day and post your resume.
You hear me?
I don't even want to tempt fate by looking for another job.
Okay. Sounds like the perfect time to check out HartfordHelpWanted.com.
And I just got promoted to third assistant fish fryer.
Congratulations. Hey, remember Zipperman's daughter?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Spelled like halibut?
Cynthia.
Yeah. What the heck happened to her?
I married her.
Good for...
Wow.
HartfordHelpWanted.com.
Okay, so we'll roll now.
Amazing results.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like Vic's ideal vacation. He doesn't want to work. He just wants to play the golf all day.
Yes, that's what he's been doing here.
Well, Vic, so you've been having a good time, and you've also been driving one of the great cars, courtesy of Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking to Tim Flaherty in a few minutes. Actually, we have Stacey Redding here from the Greater Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Fantastic. So, you know, Phoenix is one of those areas that's always held a lot of appeal for me. With the, you know, you have houses in the suburbs, also with cactuses in the front lawn. So that's tell us a bit more about the area, please. Welcome to Travel. Stacey, welcome to Travel World.
Well, Phoenix is the sixth largest city in the U.S., and it has 1.3 million residents and offers a multitude of cultural and recreational activities. As we know, golf is a huge leisure activity here. In addition to golf, we have over a dozen spots you can come and just pamper yourself at, relax and rejuvenate yourself. And we have wonderful snow-and desert areas. You can go on more than a few dozen hikes throughout these areas. The valley is surrounded by beautiful mountain ranges that offer horseback riding and hiking for hikes of all ranges, beginning to very extreme and advanced, and rock climbing. There's also jeep tours if you want to get a little rugged in the desert, as well as hot air balloons. You just like to take up and soar over and enjoy the snow and desert from above.
There's something very beautiful about mornings in Arizona, the sunsets in the evenings, the clear skies. That's what keeps me coming back year after year.
You know what, until you are here and actually experience it, I don't think you can believe it. They are magnificent. Mornings are crisp and clear and beautiful. And the sun rising up over the mountains is unbelievable and breathtaking. And then in the evening, as the sun goes down, the it fills with orange and purples and reds and just this multitude of brilliant colors all in this gorgeous sunset.
Now, when you look at the different resorts in the area, they're like a mirage out of the desert with the fountains and the pools and the architecture. It's a very light-colored, southwestern flavor. It is so unique compared to the other areas that we visit and experience in other parts of America.
Well, Stephen, that is absolutely true. Greater Phoenix is unique in that way. We have such a multitude and variety of fantastic, unique resorts throughout the area that offer incredible amenities and for every price range as well. People can come and enjoy and be part of the area, be part of the desert and the mountains while they're enjoying this luxurious vacation getaway.
Each part of the Greater Phoenix area, there's a number of different cities that comprise Greater Phoenix. There's Phoenix downtown. We've stayed in Mesa. This time we got to experience a little bit more of Tempe downtown, dinner at Michael Monte's, famous for steaks for many, many years.
That is true. Greater Phoenix is comprised of several cities that are all around Phoenix, which is Arizona's capital. However, they're all easily accessible and have wonderful amenities that they offer. You mentioned Tempe. It offers a wonderful eclectic nightlife where the Arizona State University is located. It has fantastic restaurants and shops. You also mentioned downtown Phoenix, which is home of the ballpark and wonderful museums, the Hearst Museum, the Phoenix Art Museum, which are great for families, adults alike.
Coming up over the end of February and through the month of March, of course, spring training in the area, Cactus League play.
Absolutely. In fact, we are expecting more than 1.1 million people. That was the record last year, and they're sure it's shattered this year. And that takes place during the month of March, and they play more than 300 games. There's nine Major League Baseball teams that have their spring training here in Greater Phoenix,
including the world champion Anaheim Angels.
That is true. We are really looking forward to a lot of people from Southern California coming over to watch the Anaheim Angels.
Of course, Phil Stolman, general manager, was a guest on our show many years ago. It was a big year for past guests last year on Travel World. Phil Stolman winning the World Series, and Ed Rendell being elected governor of Pennsylvania, both past guest of Travel World. Hopefully it's a streak of good luck that hits people that show up on the show. Now, what amazed me as well in Tempe, they tell me there is a lake that is recently built, and you don't think of water other than the man-made attractions in the some of the resorts.
That is true. Most people, when they think Phoenix, think of just the desert. However, there are several lakes. In fact, there are six lakes within an hour's drive throughout the valley, and some of them are close to 20 minutes away. And the lake that's in Tempe is was created by two inflatable dams. It's in the Salt Lake Riverbed, and they've opened that up, and people use it for kayaking, sailing, and boating, as well as have some kind of evening cruises along the lake. And it's just beautifully ornated around that area. People love to walk around there in the mornings and take a nice jog in the evening. It's become a wonderful, popular staple in Tempe.
Now, the website to find out more information on the Internet, www.phoenixcvb.com, for information on all of the municipalities that make up the greater Phoenix area, and learn more about them. Stacy Redding with the Greater Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And, of course, Willem Back is back in the studio.
Oh, back in Studio Montreal and jealous.
Hi, I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried. Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
Attention inventors. Need a patent? Then you need Inventec, the launchpad for new ideas. Inventec understands the needs of inventors like you. And only Inventec offers a free new product market analysis. It's the first step towards a patent and marketing success. Call 1-800-647-4800. That's 1-800-647-4800. With your market analysis, receive a free video and learn the secrets the pros use to take it to the next level. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. With our worldwide experience, Inventec can turn your idea into reality. Learn if your idea has the right stuff for marketing success. It's free. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call now and receive your free analysis, free marketing info, and a free video. Take that all-important first step towards turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-647-4800 to receive your free package loaded with info. That's 1-800-647-4800. Call now.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience via superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love the station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Gotta bring down the, gotta bring down those demons. All those devils inside of us that get into us while we're in a great place like Phoenix, because it's such a warm place. We want to just enjoy the environment and the atmosphere. Stephen, welcome back to Travel World. Vic Phillips, also
Thank
in
you.
Phoenix, Arizona.
There's the Sun Devils in the area, so there is a tie-in there. There's always a tie-in with the Willimbackis Music Library. And, of course, Vic Phillips in the throne room here at the Legacy Golf Resort has another guest for us.
And I'm with Timothy Flaherty, group rental manager from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And it's the car that I picked up from Enterprise at the airport, a beautiful Solara, which I'm enjoying with Stephen driving around the Phoenix area. Welcome to the show, Timothy.
Welcome, Vic. Stephen, appreciate the opportunity today to represent Enterprise Rent-A-Car in this beautiful, sunny Arizona morning.
Now, are you a Phoenix native, Timothy?
No, you know, I am not. I've lived Phoenix off and on for 8 years, but I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. So it's exciting to have this beautiful winter here in Arizona.
So you've moved from the mistake by the lake to heaven.
Well, you know, it is beautiful. Ireland and Germany. 4 years we have received the J.D. Power Customer Service Award for airport locations, leisure and business travel. I think, Vic, the really interesting thing there is we've only been eligible for the last 4 years.
Right.
So it's really exciting.
How many locations do you have in the Phoenix area?
Well, we're over 70 locations in the Phoenix area, and we do service the Sky Harbor International Airport. So there's not an Enterprise in every location. We try to locate ourselves within 50 minutes, about 90% of the population, home and work.
Uh-huh. Now, what does it cost to rent a car? You have high-end and low-end vehicles. So what would be a high-end vehicle rental versus the low-end?
Well, you know, Vic, that's a great question. We have over 50 different makes and models here at Enterprise. So always are very conscious on being the value leader. We price ourselves 20% lower than all the competition, and we have vehicles ranging, wow, from Cadillac convertibles for that special night out. We have 15-passenger, 7-passenger vans for that family trip here in Arizona. We do a lot of weekend excursions. We also we carry trucks and cargo vans for that, you know, home improvement or if you need to haul anything. And a wide variety from full-size to subcompact cars, you know, ranging from a wide range of prices, but making sure that we are the value leader.
What would it cost, Timothy, for the average person, a couple of guys coming down here golfing, or a family, a mom and dad bringing a couple of kids down, they fly in, and they want just to rent, a four-door vehicle?
Sure, certainly in our replacement market, you're probably looking somewhere between, $30, $35 at the airport, probably not a whole lot much more than that, just depending on, you know, the time of year.
Right. And do you get many people wanting those big Cadillac stretch jobs?
Yeah, you know, stretch limousines here at Enterprise, but the Cadillacs are very popular. We do lots of rentals with our local Cadillac dealerships, and they seem to be very popular.
Uh-huh. Now, rental car companies, your competition had some problems years ago, particularly in the Florida area, where cars were clearly marked as a rental vehicle, and people were being robbed and mugged and ripped off because people spotted them, local criminals spotted them as tourists from out of town. Do you have any problems like that?
You know, Vic, I've been with Enterprise for 14 years, and we've been fortunate enough not to have any of those episodes, but I do recall when that did occur in the Florida area, and I think back in the day, a lot of people had a lot of big, large advertisement bumper stickers, and you don't see those as much anymore, but certainly fortunate enough not to have one of those incidents, and certainly didn't plan on having one.
Now, I notice when I drive a rental vehicle, I think I'm a little more careful with it than my own car. I'm a little nervous because I don't want to return it to the airport, to Enterprise, at them to say, uh-oh, there's a scratch here. Do you get many damaged cars returned?
Well, you know, Vic, it is part of the business. But with Enterprise, we're really strong on our customer point of contact with our employee. But Enterprise, our employee will go over the car with you. We'll show you the features. We'll offer you a worry-free driving package that way because you don't own the car and you may be in an unfamiliar marketplace. We will take full responsibility of that vehicle for you, but we are also so concerned on our customer service that our point of contact with our employee and the customer, we'll show you all the little gadgets.
Bankruptcy. Has this affected car rental firms?
Well, absolutely, Vic. We've seen in our industry, you know, the frameworks change for major airport competitors where they've filed bankruptcy or there's mergers, pretty much anything to keep them going. Here at Enterprise, what's interesting is the airport is a relatively new market for us, even though we service the top 100 airport locations on site, but it only represents at this present time 5% of our entire market. So by being diversified and placing the large part of our market in the replacement industry, which is your hometown market, we've been able to really avoid some heartaches, and we've been able to, believe it or not, grow. So it's been very exciting.
Now, and you have this competition. It's a stiff competition. I know people who aren't experienced travelers get off at an airport and they look at the counter and they'll see like 6-8 more car rental firms. And, you know, sometimes it's just a throw of the dice to see which one they choose. They're not familiar with them, and, of course, they all advertise. But Enterprise seems to come out on top. Now, what do you base your success on?
Well, you know, we really base our success on the mission statement. Our mission statement clearly states take care of your customers and take care of your employees. Everything else will come in line. We also stay abreast of all the technology with www.enterprise.com, where it's very convenient to book a rental, as well as a toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, that you can book a rental car at any time. It will dial you into your nearest location or any location across the country. But really, Vic, our employees and our customer point of contact, we do a lot of training to maintain that. We're very proud. That's why I think the J.D. Power and Associates Award has really tickled us, because that is just really kind of the proof in the pudding that we're doing the right thing.
My pal Stephen Pickford has enjoyed Enterprise driving around this time, and we sure love your company and your vehicles.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're having a great time here in Phoenix. Like all great times, they have to soon come to an end. We have three more nights in the greater Phoenix area, heading up to Scottsdale and meeting up with our Midwest Bureau Chief, Cynthia Fodor, who will be doing a report in the coming weeks with us here as she experiences a break from the cold of the Midwest and the Northeast. And it's going to be on our agenda to come back year after year here, because it is just so much to see and do, just to relax and to sit by the pool, look at the trees. It's such a pleasure to see the flowers as we walk around. To walk around late at night after dinner. Last time we went to the Rustler's Roost on top of South Mountain, just near here at the Legacy. All you can eat beef ribs for $18.95. Great view of Phoenix and Tempe and Mesa. Warm welcome there from Gene, one of the owners. Hey, can't beat it. Can't beat it. Phoenix is a great place. The website address, www.phoenixtvb.com.
Well, we're coming to a close on one more edition of the Travel World Radio Show, Steve. Having had a good time there, listening to you talk all about Phoenix. Take a picture of one of those cactuses in front of a tree for me, Steve. And
maybe a picture of Vic sitting on the cactus.
Yeah, well, in his throne room. This would be the second interview he's actually conducted in the toilet now, wouldn't it be?
Oh, yes. He did one at the old CIQ in Montreal. Always go down in memory.
Oh, yes.
Well, I think this is where I belong, in the throne room.
Well, Vic is certainly the king of travel world. Our honored correspondent, Vic, it's terrific having you back on the air with us one more time again, and we'll look forward to more of your reports. Stephen, thanks for having a great time in Phoenix, and thanks for being on the air with us. Thanks to all of our guests.
And, thank you, Willem, and thanks to Charlie and me down in Covington.
Absolutely, yeah, working very hard, bringing a better travel world to you in coming weeks. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Vic Phillips.
Join us again. More editions of the Travel World Radio Show coming up right here on WNTY, syndicated by Cab Radio.
WNTY Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
CNN Radio News. I'm Bob.